I loved it most when Baba would cheat and we couldn't catch him out. You see, he knew that we knew he was cheating at a game, and he would again and again say, all right, I'll do it again, catch me out. But we never could. And we'd say, yes, yes, do it again. And you know, Gustaji, when, I remember the time Baba came home to Baba house in Pune. I was very little. I think that's the first time Mehera came. She told me Baba gave her a toy and said, give this to my little sister when we get home. I think from Manzilimi, one of the first earlier times. And so Gustaji was there. Baba played checkers with them. And then Gustaji, the one who was silent for so many years by Baba's order, he played checkers with me. And I won. Of course, years later, I realized he allowed me to win. But I won. And I catch him by the hand and take him to each one and say, Gustaji and me played checkers. I won. I beat him. I take him to somebody else. You know, Gustaji lost. We played checkers. He lost. I won. And Gustaji would say, yes, yes, we played checkers. Sophie, I forgot to tell you about a turtle that Baba brought when I was little. And when I was home, and Baba came one day, came home from the jhopri, and he came with Sadashiv Patil. This is before going to Bombay for Manzila Main. He came with this old disciple I was just mentioning, and they both came, and he had a pail in his hand. Baba had a pail in his hand, and in it was a turtle, happy. There was water in the pail, and in it was a turtle. And Baba came and put that turtle into the well in Baba house, that well that you see now? Yeah. And he tied a rope to it and he put it down, and sure, you know, then the turtle swam out of the pail, and then he pulled in the pail, and that turtle is still there. 50 years, whatever, yes, it's still there. It was there when my brother Baram said, so it's over, it's about 57 years old now.
Is that the world?
In the world. And one day, my sister-in-law later had, because my brother Baram, his wife, twin nephews, the niece, they were all living there. The children were small then. And they had this doggy. This doggy's name was Mickey. He was a little thing. A little like an Australian terrier. Very sharp, very smart. And one day, he fell into the well by mistake. He must have jumped after a sparrow. He fell in. And my sister-in-law was frantic. And no matter what happens to anybody, she will say, everything will be all right. Just say, Baba, Baba, Baba. And she'll bring the udi from the dhuni and put it all over you. And you'll get all right. Even if it's an accident on the road with complete strangers. She'll run out with that box of hers. Say Baba, say Mer Baba, Mer Baba. So when Mickey fell in the well, my sister-in-law was in a prompt, she went round and round the well, saying, Mickey, Baba boy, Mickey say Baba, Mickey say Baba. And the boys kept saying, Mama, Mickey can't say Baba, you please, if you could only get out of the way, we'll get Mickey out. No, you look quiet. Mickey say Baba. Mickey. Now that Mickey was really quite connected with Baba in some ways. Mickey didn't like meat. Mickey was a great ratter, so the neighbors would borrow him just to kill these big rats. But he didn't eat meat. He didn't like meat. He didn't like fish. He liked sweet things. So you know, we had these little laddus, those sweet things of Bundi. My brother would eat that because for supper he didn't like anything else. But he had to keep it away from Mickey. The moment Mickey knew Baram was going to have laddus, well, barely one Baram could have because, you know, Mickey kept begging. So we knew that. But what happened one day was Baba had visited the house, was there at the house, and it was the engagement of my niece. So, and anyway, whenever Baba visited Baba house, home, Parin would inform all the Iranis, all our community, who are such Baba lovers now, not like the time when my mother was there. So they'd all rush to get a chance to be with Baba, have his darshan, bring flowers. So at that time, she thought because of the engagement, my sister-in-law had this huge tray full of the sweets, Panda. It's condensed milk sweets, which you always give out on auspicious occasions or for celebrations. So it was absolutely full. Baba was sitting on a chair opposite his room, Baba's room there, and each one was coming by, and Baba, with his own hands, gave prasad, gave those Panda, two to this one, two to that one. They were all fine. Now, because there were so many, I was pushed way back near the door, and I was just watching. And I thought something very strange was happening, because Baba gave this way, and then he just bent, you know, like you're bowing. You just do this, and then he gave two more, and then he bend. And I said, why is Baba doing that? What does this gesture mean? And why? Suddenly I thought, maybe something under the chair. So I managed to sit down, and look under the chair. And there was Mickey, all trembling with excitement, right in the center, so that nobody could see him, you know. And Baba was giving those sweets to Mickey. And after giving two of his lovers some of the prasad, he'd just swing his hand down. And Mickey would go, hop, hop. I alone counted 9. That little dog had 9 pandas. God knows how much he had before that. And it was something so between Baba and that little doggy. You know, we hadn't told Baba he liked sweets. Mickey hadn't come out and begged to Baba. There was Mickey sitting under that chair. He knew this is the place. And Baba kept giving him sweet after sweet. 9 candies right in front of my eyes he ate. And the last, when he died, years later, when Mickey died, Vera, my brother, who was working in the dark room all day long, making pictures, photographs of Baba. He was an amateur photographer, but he was so good. He did all those pictures of Baba for all those years. So he kept Mickey near him on a rug, because Mickey wasn't well. He'd been taken to the bed, and they said, they gave him milk, they did everything. And here he was resting while Baron was working on Baba's photos. And then suddenly he saw Mickey drag himself out, and Baron watched. Does he want to go out? What is it? Let me see. He went up to Baba's room, which is next to the room that Baron works in. The dog, Mickey went up to the threshold of Baba's room, put his head on the threshold, and died.